Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
John Shannon coming up momentarily. First, I'm going to go to a text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. This text comes in saying, Bob, my name is Surfy. I drove from Clearwater, B.C. to see my first NHL game, the Coyotes at the Oilers tonight, driving down Highway 16 as we speak. And a follow-up text says it's his 15th birthday. So congratulations to Surfy. And guess what? Speaking of Clearwater, B.C., I watched the 1986-87 Oilers. The 87, Game 7 in Edmonton in Clearwater, B.C. It was a Sunday. Just going to throw that out there. It was a good night. Great night. May 31st, 1987. Oilers owner Darrell Cates was in the building that night, and it was his birthday. So there, I've tied it all together. The future to the past or something like that. We will tell you Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. They're still making it great. Get the new Canadian Club Pizza with ham, chicken, bacon, ranch, and fresh tomatoes. You can visit royalpizza.ca. Royal Pizza has 15 Edmonton area locations. Royal Pizza, Edmonton owned and operated. We head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Our next guest has spent time in places like Clearwater and Avola and Blue River and Penticton and Kelowna and Vernon, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Hello, John Shannon. How you doing?
And on May 31st, 1987, Bob, I was at Rexall Place.
You were producing the game, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. It was a great night to be around the hockey club and it was about a great 6 days, as
yeah.
I recall.
Yeah.
And of course the famous scene at the end of the night when 99 gave it to Steve Smith at the end of the night, gave the cup to Steve Smith and as kind of to have closure on what happened the year before.
Have you ever gone the highway basically from, sort of central British Columbia going up to yep. Prince George and driven past, I guess there's the one route where you go to McBride and you can,
right.
If you go south of McBride, I believe that takes you to down towards Blue River, Avola, Clearwater, of course. The 90 Cup I watched in Wells, B.C., but the 87 wow. one I specifically remember watching. In 88, we were in northern Alberta. I watched in Steen River. That's where we watched the... You were producing them, and I was watching them, dreaming of having opportunity one day, John, to do this. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that was such a special time. And, I remember the first night I went to a National Hockey League game in 1970 as a kid. First NHL game I ever saw was at the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver.
Yep.
And I probably drove from the Okanagan Valley to Vancouver on game day to be excited to pay $3.50 for a ticket in the lower bowl at the Coliseum.
You were not there the night the figure skaters hopped on the ice, did you?
And I wasn't.
Bay Pratt was doing color, and that's right when they first had instant replay. So, he did.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of the great stories of all time.
But I tell you what, I am old enough that I did work with Babe Pratt. So,
wow. Let's get to it. We got the Edmonton Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes on. We had Frank Saravalli on in the first hour of the show. Craig Morgan just joined us as well. What's your take on, and I'm going to maybe, I've sort of discussed some of the on-ice stuff. They got 22 picks over the next 3 years in the first three rounds. Logan Cooley's an impressive player. It's interesting. Craig said he's not 100% sure he's going to come out of college this year, may go back for another year. That's a little bit interesting. Obviously, Dylan Guther's going to be on their team next season. He's on a powerhouse in Seattle in the Western League. But where's your headspace at with what's happening off the ice for that organization?
Well, this is a team that's not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to have a playoff date in the middle of May, May 16th, when they go to the people in Tempe, Arizona, to see if they can get a positive vote to build their new expansive residential slash arena district in Tempe, not much, not dissimilar to what Ice District has done for Edmonton. They claim it's not going to cost any taxpayer dollars, but obviously there'll be levies and hotel tax for people coming into town, and that's the way American cities pay for it. And that's the next step. And there's two questions asked. Okay, if it gets voted on, and Tempe City Council voted 7-0 to approve it, but if the people of Tempe don't support it, what happens next? And there always seems to be a what happens next with this club. And there's a lot of people that always ask the question, why are we continuing to support hockey in that area? And the bottom line is that I think it's a better sports town, a better hockey town than people realize. They just haven't had very good teams, Bob. You know, they went to the conference final in 2012, I think, and they've had nothing since then. And how do you expect a fan base, and talking to people in Edmonton, the frustrations of what teams go through to get to the playoffs, Oiler fans understand that. Oiler fans didn't show up at times. And, you know, the people in Arizona understood that, too, and they just haven't shown up the way they want to. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens on the 16th of May.
A little bit different price point in Edmonton versus in Arizona. I mean, are they even selling the games out at Mullet Arena?
Well, there are some discrepancies right now that I think some nights they do have 4,600, which is the capacity right now in the arena. But there are other nights where I'm sure that they've been able to discount tickets for the college kids at Arizona State University, which is close by. But it's still a struggle right now. It is still a struggle. In order to try to, because you want entertaining hockey. I mean, the fact that they're starting to win at home, Bob, the fact that they've got a pretty good record at home is maybe one of the few positives about this hockey club this year that could keep people coming back.
Yeah. The Coyotes, as John mentioned, they go three rounds back in 2011-12. That's when Dustin Penner got them with the GWG, the Oilers trading Penner in February of that year for Colton Tubert out of White Rock, B.C., and a pick that turned out to be Oscar Klefbom. That was a good trade for Edmonton. Arizona went three rounds that year. They missed the playoffs the next 7 years, and then they lost in round one of the playoffs in 1920 with Rick Tocchet. Of course, that was the bubble year in Edmonton, and it had missed the playoffs.
I don't count the bubble year.
You don't count the
bubble? I don't think you can count the bubble year. No.
Yeah, throw that out the window.
I think you have to. I mean, I know Oiler fans would like to. but I think you have, because there was play-in, and that was a strange year. The only people that don't deserve to throw it out are the Tampa Bay Lightning.
John, did you watch the World, what do I call it, the WBC?
World Baseball Classic.
Sure. I mean, it was great theater last night, was it not?
Oh, fantastic. When you think that Ohtani and Trout going head-to-head in the ninth inning, and their teammates in California. No, I thought it was fantastic.
When do we get that again in hockey?
Well, I'm going to put my league hat on, Bob, and you're going to laugh at me.
Yes, I will.
It's really complex and it's tough. Do you want to play the World Cup without the Russians?
Right now, sure.
Okay, well then we can have it anytime. I think there's a real appetite.
You know what? Let's ask the listeners. I'm going to ask the listeners on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Do you care if the Russians are in the? Is it the World Cup if the Russians aren't there, or do you say forget the Russians and too bad, so sad, and we're going to? I mean, what did we do in the World Juniors? Were the Russians at the World Juniors?
No, they weren't, and we didn't miss them.
Right. So text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Is it a true World Cup if the Russians aren't there?
I think that's in the end, that's the dilemma, is what you do with a World Cup of hockey without the Russians, and how do you manage it? We're going to have these debates not just about hockey. We're going to have these debates about the Olympics in Paris next year. We're going to have the debates about the Olympics in Italy, the Winter Games in Italy in 2026. I mean, with the issues that the Russians have created in Ukraine, they don't deserve to be there. They deserve to be sanctioned. And to me, then the question becomes is how, and it's one I think a lot of us have asked, is if you're going to sanction the Russians for international play, how do you allow Russians to play in the NHL? And that's another kettle of fish as well. It's a can of worms you don't want to open up.
Bob,
but at this point, at this point, the International Ice Hockey Federation has sanctioned the Russians and the Belarusians, and they're not allowed to compete at any level in international hockey. And I respect that. And if we're going to have a World Cup, we're going to have it without the Russians until further notice. And I don't even know, like, if the war ended tomorrow, I don't think we would have the Russians. I think the sanctions would continue for Russia for a couple of years anyway. And we'd still have to talk about doing a World Cup without the Russians.
I got to tell you, John, people are fired up on this topic. Bob, without the Russians, we can call it the NATO Cup.
That's actually pretty good.
Get American players out as well, then, based on the logic that John Shannon is talking. That one comes to us from...
Well, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about the actual facts. The facts are the Americans aren't sanctioned. The Americans are an active participant in the International Ice Hockey Federation. The Russians are not allowed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking geopolitics. You know, the Americans right now did not attack another country.
Okay, Russia needed, they're the Japan of hockey. You can text us at 780-496-00. Bob, that depends what names will be missing if there's no Russians. Ovechkin and who else? Well, there's a lot of other really good Russians. Oh, we got a texter that says Russians in for sure. Can't have the tournament without them. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line.
And I think that's the real debate. I think that's the debate that people within the NHL office are having. I think that's the debate the NHL Players Association is having. And I think that's the debate that the Federation is having. And there are European federations, Bob, that have said, if we have a World Cup and we allow the Russians to play, we will not participate. So there you have it.
This text comes in, the Russians cannot play when they are doing war. No, no, no. Another texter says, forget the Russians. Another texter says, exclude the Russians and create some unrest in the nation. Oilers in Arizona tonight. John, final thoughts. What do you expect?
Well, I hope it's over before midnight. I expect that the Oilers will get off to a better start. Hopefully Monday was a wake-up call for them that they can't, you know, San Jose was not supposed to be as good as Edmonton. Arizona is not supposed to be as good as Edmonton. The Oilers did not handle the Sharks very well most of Monday night, and maybe they'll be more prepared to handle the Coyotes tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
Cheers.
I'll see you in about 27 minutes. That is John Shannon joining us for our friends at Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Bobby and Steve will take care of you at Legacy. You can start your new vehicle journey at Brent Ridge Ford, the dealer that doesn't forget you after you purchase a vehicle. If you value fair treatment, full transparency, call Uncle Bill, Rich, Johnny, and the gang. 780-352-6048. A 12-time President's Diamond Club winner for customer satisfaction. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. We'll wrap up the show with this day in Oilers history when we return. I asked you whether or not you can have a World Cup without the Russians in hockey. Reggie in Red Deer has texted us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. He says, Bob, Russia can play, but they have to make Alberta's transfer payments to Quebec for the next 99 years. Matt says, are we letting... I can't use the word that before Russians. Are we letting the Russians dictate if there's international hockey? No, thank you. Let's play without them. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. George from Cold Lake says, we don't need the Russians, period. Canada will win anyways. That's just Bob from Sherwood Park says Russia not a chance. Consequences are real. So it's a bit of a sampling on our Ashley Fine Flores text line. We go to Listing Oilers history for New West Travel. You can fly private charter for a 5-day golf getaway to Pinehurst, North Carolina in October. Details at newwesttravel.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
1985, the Oilers rally from a 3-1 third period deficit to earn a 3-3 tie with the Maple Leafs at Northlands. Wayne Gretzky picks picks up goal 66 on the season, a shorthanded marker from Mark Messier and Paul Coffey. Grant Fuhr turning aside 31 of 34 shots in that decision.
John Candy was at that game. I remember. They showed John Candy. That was an ITV broadcast. Pretty sure. Tim Spelsey would have been working that. That's this day in Oilers history for our friends at New West Travel. Again, you got the golf getaway in Pinehurst. Details, newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports. It's a late start, 8:52 puck drop. Inside Sports from 6 to 7. What's he got?
It is a fluid show for that hour, it seems.
There we go. We got the City Ford Faceoff show taking over. At 7:05, I'll be joining Reed along with Rob Brown and Cam Moon and Jack Michaels and Brendan Escott. And then the puck drop, 8:52 tonight, Edmonton and Arizona tomorrow. Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel. Up next, the global news, weather, traffic update with Randy Kilburn, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Then it's Chelsea on Chin with Chelsea Bird from 3 to 6 o'clock. I will rejoin you at 7:05 live from Studio 99.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.